Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Mass today began with an opening prayer that includes these words, a petition to our Lord that we be preserved, no, excuse me, that we persevere in holy living and be made full heirs of your promise. And in the readings from the Mass today, we heard a reference to the promise made to Abraham, the covenant, which is a covenant that God established with Abraham to be kept by him and his descendants after him throughout the ages, an everlasting pact. And this covenant established with Abraham long before Jesus came into the world is a prefiguration of the promise that we ask to be made heirs of in the prayer at the opening of the Mass. A promise that was prefigured in the covenant established with Abraham and perfected in the eternal covenant established by Jesus Christ by his sacrifice and death on the cross. Now, the Jews to whom Jesus addresses himself in the gospel today say that they are the children of Abraham and make many protestations to that effect, and yet fail to recognize the Messiah standing before them, conversing with them, and are among those who plot to kill him. And Jesus speaks with them in clear terms that might even seem harsh. He calls them the children of the devil. The devil is your father, and you do his works. That's what he said in the readings we heard in the last few days. And he's just as clear about who he is and who his father is. And he identifies himself and his father both as Yahweh, I am, the God whom these descendants of Abraham claim to love and worship. And yet, there's a willful blindness. I mentioned that in my homily the other day. A willful blindness that creates an impediment to being or receiving this promise, this inheritance that's been established as an everlasting covenant between God and his people. The covenant with Abraham specifies the land of Canaan as a permanent possession. But for us, that promised land is figurative. It's the eternal life that we're called to, that Jesus invites us to share in with him as his brothers, sons of the same Father. But the same problem that plagues the descendants of Abraham down through the generations from Abraham to Jesus' time is the same problem that plagues all of us, the mystical members of the mystical body of Christ. In other words, the temptation to infidelity that's all around us in a world that is unfaithful to God, in a world that's under the dominion of that devil to whom Jesus refers, and to whom all of those who don't belong to Christ are subject to this rebellious spirit, this spirit of independence from God, if the descendants of Abraham, Jesus can refer to as sons of the devil, it's because they're beholden and slaves to the devil and to the spirit of the world that the devil inspires, and are looking for a promise other than the promise given them by God. The blindness of these Jews to whom Jesus speaks is evident in the various readings from this 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. And Jesus calls it willful. We today, even within the Catholic Church, still are subject to similar temptations that cause these descendants of Abraham to put themselves outside of the covenant. We have many schools and universities that identify themselves as Catholic and yet teach doctrines and have policies that are clearly in opposition to what the Church teaches. And I make the analogy that they're very much like these same sons of Abraham who have a willful blindness that keeps them from seeing the truth. I was talking to someone yesterday who now is beginning to know and love the Church as mother and as she truly is in the doctrine that she truly teaches. But growing up, being formed by religious, actually, sisters, was taught doctrines contrary to the teaching of the Church. And specifically, the doctrine mentioned was that against contraception. The Church teaches firmly and clearly that artificial contraception is a grave sin. And yet she was taught by these sisters that there's really no difference between the approved methods of the Church for spacing pregnancies, the rhythm method or the Billings method. There's various methods that, when practiced in the spirit of what the Church teaches, which means openness to life, and if there's going to be spacing of pregnancies, it should be for a grave reason that is also objectively verifiable, not just a subjective thought. But there is, in any case, a big difference between the natural methods of avoiding pregnancy for a grave and just reason and the use of artificial contraception, which leads to so many sins. In and of itself, it's a sin. It's a closing off of the marital act from its essence, which is an act of love, self-giving, total self-giving, openness to life. And taking that away from the realm of God's dominion and putting it entirely in human hands. And that's an act of rebellion. Unfortunately, many Catholics don't even know this, either have never been taught the true doctrine or have been taught the contrary, as was this person with whom I spoke. And so this is just an illustration that the same problem of willful blindness that caused Jesus to reprimand his contemporaries, calling them the children of the devil who do his works, it's a problem that still plagues those of us today who have been offered this great promise of eternal life. It's not without condition. Neither can we simply know the truth and remain silent about it. Our Lord says, speaking of his testimony to the Father and to his own identity with the Father as Yahweh, he says, if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him and I keep his word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the same obligation that we have to Jesus and to the church and to all of those souls that God wants to save. If we've been given a light to know the true God and to know the true faith, we can't simply hide our light under a bushel because to do so is more convenient than speaking out against these dominant errors, such as the opposition to the teaching on the dignity of human life and the evil of contraception. We have to speak up. If we do not, if we should, by our silence, imply that we don't know the truth, we would be like those who profess these falsehoods, liars. So let us receive this medicinal correction from our Lord and become more faithful in professing the faith and the truth of the Catholic doctrine to all, so that we may be counted among the true descendants of Abraham and the true disciples of Christ and receive that gift without which human life becomes meaningless. That is the promise of eternal life that is ours to have if we simply remain faithful to Christ and give witness and persevere till the end. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, intercede for us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.